kind of guy that would fuck a person in the ass and not even have the goddamn common courtesy to give him a reach around.
I hope these things work.
I want the president to look across the country and find the best man, woman, or minority that he can find.
I'm so fucking into you.
You can expect to go through five stages. The first is denial.
No way, because I'm not dying.
Second is anger.
Why, you little cunt, dude!
After that comes fear.
What's after fear?
Bargaining.
Doc, you gotta get me out of this. I'll make it worth your while.
Finally, acceptance.
Well, we all gotta go sometime.
Mr. Simpson, your progress astounds me.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
Do you suck dicks?
My answer to that question is that, again, I repeat what I said earlier.
I'm so fucking into you.
You know, as I say, you're catching me totally fresh.
You're listening to
John and Scott on AKC's
Total Talk Nonsense.
All right, we're back again, John and Scott, on AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. We do the weekly show here, and this is episode 26, part one. I'm John.
I'm Scott. And we're coming at you the day before Halloween.
Here at the studio.
At the studio. The secret location.
The studio. It is. It's secret.
Yeah, we're not going to give it up. Only to privileged special guests that come to the studio to be our guests.
Don't we, like, take a Batmobile here or something?
Yeah, when you are a guest for the show, we have to blindfold you. And then John comes by and picks you up, blindfolds you, drives you here, and then takes the blindfold off once you're inside the studio.
Bonefold you.
So you do not know the location.
You know, the last podcast, it was pretty funny when I listened to, what the hell was that?
What's going on?
Well, it is before Halloween, you know.
It
so
is.
There's some really weird shit.
Give us time. Shove it up your ass.
You know, it is before Halloween, so I had to get the Exorcist soundboard.
Oh, no doubt. You know, when I was 12, my uncle took me to the Exorcist.
Fuck me! Fuck me!
Fuck me!
Stick your cock up her ass, motherfucker.
When I was 12, my sadistic uncle took me to see Jaws and the Exorcist in the same summer. So I couldn't take a bath for a summer. And then, you know, in the Exorcist where they have the pull-down attic,
and
it pulls down and the stairs come down? We have the same attic. So that summer of, what was it, 76, 75?
Yeah.
I was completely out of my mind. I couldn't take a bath, and I couldn't go anywhere near the attic because of The Exorcist. That movie scared the shit out of me. I don't think I've seen, you know, I have seen it once since then.
Yeah.
And when it was on TV and all cut up, and that was in high school. But I will not watch that movie because it scared the fucking shit out of me.
Are you serious?
Well, I was 12 years old, cocksucker.
Hey, city. Sissy.
And you
city,
know,
sissy.
When they first released that movie, they had subliminal images in the movie. That's why people remember?
No, there was not.
Reading stories about people in New York leaving the theater, vomiting and shit.
Come on.
It's because they were putting subliminal images in there.
Subliminal.
Well, how does W
Are you
say
serious?
It? Subliminal. Yeah, I'm serious. And the images were of very horrific car crashes or disemboweled people, autopsies, shit like that. Hey, you got to get that under control,
Sorry,
man.
Is it too loud?
It's way too loud. Anyway.
Do you know what she did?
I think I saw that movie when it had the subliminal stuff in it, because no movie before or since has shaken me to the core of my soul as The Exorcist did.
That movie didn't scare me at all.
How old were you when you saw it?
21.
Okay. I was 12, and I saw it at the theater.
You watch it?
You see it on TV when they cut it all up?
Yeah.
Because when on the TV version, they said Linda Blair said, "Your mother sucks socks in heck. Your mother sucks socks in heck." Oh, do you have the Exorcist music? The tubular bells? That shit sends a shiver up my sphincter. I'll tell you that much.
No, I don't have it.
All right, John. Well, let's get into the forum. We want to make the forum a big part of the show, but a lot of our listeners do not participate.
Big part of the show.
Also, we stopped getting emails from our listeners. Is that because we read it on air? I don't know. Maybe they're afraid of that. I don't know.
Pissed off.
All right. But in the forum, we got three new posts from Mark T. from Chicago.
How many souls can you deliver to me today?
He's one of our number one fans, John.
Yeah.
His first
Mark
one.
Mark T.?
How about the Hunt for Red October? And what he's referring to is our top 10 movies, watchable movies of all time. John and I talked about that a couple podcasts ago.
Oh, yeah, that's
ago.
A good one.
We put that on our forum. He said, Red October, man, that has to be up there as an all-time guy movie.
There are things in the submarine that don't act well to bullets, Mr. Ryan.
I don't even think we put that in our honorable mention, so we should put that in there.
I don't know.
And then he mentions Top Gun. Yes, do not laugh. I know Tom Cruise is a fag, allegedly. I'm putting allegedly.
Your mother sucks bunions in hell.
But it's still an awesome movie. All right, Mark T. We need to educate Mark T. Thank you for the forum input and for Red October. I think we'll put that in our honorable mention. But the reason Top Gun is not up there is because it's a movie about fags, Mark T. And we talked about this in podcast number 6, I think. I think we did John and Scott Theater. But, hey, you know, the movie's okay. It's, you know, it's all right. And you think it's a story of a bunch of fighter pilots, don't you, John?
Fighter pilots. Yeah.
But it's a story about a young man's struggle with his own homosexuality. That's what it is, John. That's what it's all about.
I will not apologize for who I am.
You got Maverick. He's on the edge, man. He's teetering between heterosexuality, homosexuality.
Suck my big fat fucking sausage!
There you go. And then you got the Iceman and his crew. They're all queer, man.
Well, you know, I saw, what's his name? The Iceman.
Val Kilmer.
He was on, I'm useless. He was on one of those talk shows like Conan O'Brien, that was it. And he was talking about that movie was a fag movie. He even said it was a fag movie.
Well, here's why. Because he and his entire crew were gay. They were gay. They represented the gay man. All
right?
How
do you know? How do you know?
So the whole time, Tom Cruise... am I going to be homosexual? Am I going to be heterosexual? And then he's got the Iceman.
Well, dude, maybe you're offending Mark T. Maybe he's gay.
He could be.
What's your problem? So what?
I'm just telling him
why. Are you against the gays or
Holy
something?
Holy S.
What, are you a homophobe?
No.
What's your problem? Hey, listen, pal.
Respect the cock.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Jesus, I didn't think you were going to get so upset.
I'm not upset. It just can we say train wreck here? That's the second time you interrupted me. I'm trying to get out why this lit.
I'm sorry.
Why this is not even on our honorable mention, and you will not let me finish. God damn it! All right, so let me digress. You got Tom Cruise. Should I be a fag or should I be a heterosexual? You got
fag.
The Iceman and his entire crew. They're gay. They're as gay as all get out. And I got nothing against the gays, all right? And we'll get to that in a little bit.
Oh, is there going to be a revelation here?
So the whole movie...
Are you a gay lord?
The Iceman is saying, come the gay way. Be the gay man. Come the gay way. Because Iceman wants nothing else but to get in Tom Cruise's pants. And who wouldn't? He's a very handsome man.
Didn't we read this before?
We did. And then, you can ask, John, you can ask, what about Kelly McGillis? Go ahead.
What about her?
Well, Kelly McGillis. She's heterosexual, right?
Yeah.
She's the one saying, no, Tom.
No, no, no.
Come the normal way.
Come the normal way.
Play by the rules. Go the normal way. Don't go the gay way.
They're saying, no, no, the gay way.
And she's saying, right, don't go the gay way.
Go for the gay way.
All right, so remember the scene. He goes to her house. Right? Right?
Yeah, right.
And it looks like they're going to have sex. He's like, yeah, can I use your shower? She says, yeah, use my shower. He showers. But they don't have sex. He gets on his motorcycle and he drives away. And she's like, what the fuck? What the fuck is going on?
Are you sure Erica didn't mistake me for you
now
in
get
that
this
email?
Get this, John. The very next scene. The very next scene you see her. She's in an elevator. And what's she dressed like, John? Do you remember?
Like
she's dressed
man.
Like a fucking guy. She's got a cap on. She's got the aviator glasses. She's wearing the same jacket the Iceman wears. She's like, hey, to get this guy, I got to dress like a fucking man.
I got to go the gay way.
Because he's going the gay way. I got to bring him back, baby.
Tame the
I got to bring him back. So she dresses like a fucking man.
Suck my big fat fucking sausage.
All right. So he goes to her house. They could have had sex. He takes a shower, leaves. The second she dresses like a man, he's humping her to high heaven. All right? But then the real ending in the movie, John. Remember the end? They fight the MIGs. Right?
Yeah, right, right.
And that's Maverick up there
I'll
with
be your
the Iceman.
Wingman. I'll be your butthole.
Hold it, man.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And the gays. Well, the gays beat the fucking Russians, okay?
You're asking me.
Do you
and
know
I'm
why?
Telling.
That's because he passes over to the gay
to
way.
The gay way.
It's all over. Remember? It's all over. They land. Correct. They fucking land in the Iceman.
Yeah.
He's been trying to get Maverick the entire time to sodomize him. And they fucking land. And do you remember what he says? Do you remember?
Do I remember?
Do you remember? Iceman comes up to Maverick and he says what?
He says, man, you can ride my tail anytime. He doesn't say that.
And what does Maverick say?
He never says that in the movie, you idiot.
Maverick says, no, man, you can ride mine. And what they're talking about is sodomy.
Sword fight!
Okay. They're talking about anally fucking each other. All right. So that was the longest goddamn explanation of why Top Gun is not on our honorable mention list.
Well, the thing is that he never says, you can ride my tail.
What does he say?
He says, you can be my wingman.
Yeah, same thing. Be my wingman, ride my tail.
You can be my butt man anytime.
It's the same damn thing. All right, then Mark T. comes out against our last guest.
I got to tell you something, though.
All right.
With Top Gun.
Top Gun.
Top Gun and Days of Thunder.
Yeah.
Your surround sound just sounds totally kick-ass.
Oh, no doubt. When you first go out and get your entertainment center, the first thing you plug in is Top Gun to see if you got everything coordinated
it's
correctly.
Notice how I sound over here, and then I'm over here.
That's awesome.
How you doing, John?
How about
I'm
in the
fine.
Rear?
Can
I hear you in the rear?
Yeah. Let's do it stereo. Okay, Scott.
Yeah.
Now you're in my rear.
No, I'm in your right rear.
Your right rear?
Your right rear.
We're in stereo.
And if you sit on your sphincter...
It's really going to bother
I mean,
if you.
If you sit on your speakers, we come right up your sphincter.
Oh, dude, what is that guttural sound?
That was my jet plane taking off, man. All right, so then Mark T. Chimes in. Eric, we got a nasty email from Erica.
Now I want answers, and I want them now.
Last podcast. She went
yeah,
off
what
on...
the fuck?
She was a guest of ours. We made a couple of comments about her unprofessionalism on the mic. And she sent us a very nasty email.
She can't take a joke, man.
But we
she is so sensitive.
We did talk about maybe it's a joke on top of a joke. You know what I'm saying? Maybe she's joking us back. We don't know. But Mark seemed to take offense. And he wrote in the forum. Here's what he wrote.
You okay, man?
Hey, Erica. One word. Might all. You know what that word means, John?
PMS?
PMS. I think it's when women have their friend, their monthly friend over.
Their monthly?
And they're bleeding from their vagina.
You fucker! You fucking bitch!
they take might off.
You know, when you said that on the last podcast, I'm listening to it at home last night at about 1 in the morning.
Right, right.
Because I'm on this...
High.
No, I'm taking Allegra D 24-hour.
Sweet.
And it has 240 milligrams of Sudafed that are time release, which I read an article once that that's complete bullshit. So instead of taking it in the morning, I took it before bed. So I was so fucking awake because it's a, you know, it's a dream, like an ephedrine, a Sudafed hydrine.
Right, right. It's a dream, man.
Yeah. So it gets you really jacked
up.
So I didn't go to bed till like 2:30, which was really 1:30 because you set the clocks back, but you forgot.
Right.
And I'm sitting there listening to the podcast. Bitch! He said, he's yelling at me. You bitch! And I was fucking dying, man. It was funnier than shit. And then I came to the part where I talk like an idiot, which is all three parts. But
we'll cut that out and bring it in, and we'll dissect
and
how you speak and, like an idiot.
And
because I brought a clip of me in talking like an idiot.
I couldn't believe. Yeah, you know that guy Mark Cuban. He made a lot of money. I just realized this. That he made a lot of money selling to Yahoo, and you had already told me that. So
right.
That's all dumb.
Right? What are you going to do? So
what's that popping all the time? You hear that?
That's probably my nose.
There's another one. See it?
Oh, so...
You see it there?
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
No doubt. I hope I don't have to fuck with that in post. Hey, but getting to the time change. The time change, that's only in America, right? And we have fans worldwide?
Yeah.
Okay, so in America...
What are you doing?
It's called daylight savings time. We set the clocks back an hour for some reason, so we get an extra hour of sleep. So at midnight, we set it back to 11, or at 1, we set it back to midnight, whatever.
What?
And we get an extra hour of sleep. But the sun comes up earlier, but it goes down earlier as well. And then in spring, we set it 1 hour ahead.
I command thee to speak.
And who knows why? Do you know why?
No.
I don't know why. We should have brought the history of you know why.
It's daylight savings.
Give me your souls.
And it's for farmers.
To give me your souls.
I guess. Farmers.
Yeah.
And something else. But are we the only country that does that? I don't think any other country does
it. I don't know. It's kind of stupid.
It is kind of stupid. Does Canada do it? Because it would fuck things up if Canada didn't do it.
I don't know, but I have an atomic clock at home, so it automatically adjusts to the time. So
that's hot.
It's already set.
That's out of sight.
I don't have to do anything.
All right, then I got this one last forum. Okay?
I am the Prince of Darkness.
And help me try to figure this out. Somebody put a new topic out there. They said Eric's apology to John and Scott or something like that. I'm paraphrasing.
Erica's
apology. She's apologizing for her last email. But I think it's from Mark T., but I'm not sure. But here's what it says.
Yeah.
Hi, John and Scott. I just wanted to say I was sorry for the fucked up email I sent the other day. I do enjoy coming to the podcast, but I had my period when I wrote that letter. I will bring the alcohol in next time and suck you both off for being a bitch.
Whoa!
While Mark from Malta ass fucks me with a cactus. Sincerely sorry,
nice.
Erica.
Oh, man!
Well, it's great that Erica finally apologized. I've been waiting for an apology.
Yeah, have you talked to her? Was she avoiding you all week?
What do you mean? I don't see her. When would I see her?
I don't know.
Like when I went to the strip club? No.
She used to be cool.
But what happened?
I don't know.
All right.
All of a sudden she got tattoos and all this shit, and she's freaking out.
No doubt.
No, she doesn't like me, but that's typical.
Typical that women don't like you?
Right.
Yeah.
Remember when you brought your first time I met you, you brought your chick over?
Which one was that?
The only other one that I know.
Yeah, okay. And what did she say?
What a dick.
Did she say that?
Yeah.
To your face or
no,
after
you,
we had
you
left?
You told me. I said, hey, is she coming to practice or what? You know, if she's not coming to practice, she shouldn't be singing in the band.
Right, right.
And you said, yeah, she's not coming. She thinks you're a dick.
You fucking dick!
But you have a very warm and loving relationship with her now.
Yeah, yeah.
And she rubs your breasts. She rubs her breasts on you at every opportunity.
Almost every woman does.
Well, there you go. Because you're a, I don't know, you're why. A big cuddly guy that they just want
to
squish their breasts on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Get a big mush on me.
I don't get that at all.
Really?
All right, well, let's go.
You don't understand it, or you don't? Or
no, I don't get the breast rub.
You don't understand the breast rub?
No, I understand it. I understand why they do it, but I don't get it. I do not get the
breast rub. Oh, people don't do it to you.
People, women. Women. What? I don't.
Men.
I don't want like Tony Pucci to give me a breast rub, okay? No.
See? It's fucking simple.
All right, well, let's turn to comments. We only got two new comments.
I'm so sorry.
But they're outstanding.
Nice.
We got This Rocks. Great. That's submitted by Tony. Then we got So You Think You're Smart, the postmodern reflection of a nihilistic comedic. Let me start over. Comedic dystopia.
Dystopia.
Where rock and roll is the only true government and punk rock truly is your only friend has become the very essence of my cyber existence. I still think there is room for a few more jokes about cum, though. That's from Last Minute Comedy.
What are you, gay lord?
All right, so we got these two comments, and I'll tell you, I'll give you a little history. Let me digress. I was on Podcast Alley. John told me about the forums. He said, man, in the forums, you say one wrong thing, and people just jump on your ass and sodomize you.
Not, there's not people. There's only like a couple of fucking elitist whack jobs out there that are on the Podcast Alley forum.
All right.
But they're fun to read, though.
Well, I went out to the forum, and there was a link that said, mention us, we'll mention you. And the first thing I thought of was, these guys have to suck if they're going to resort to this mention us and we'll mention you. You know what I mean? It's like that Argentinian steakhouse in Amsterdam.
Oh, my God.
Where the guy's running out on the street.
Let's talk about that now.
Starting to get people in his, trying to get people in his restaurant because nobody eats there, so he runs out on the street. So I'm thinking, okay, here's a call for help. Let me see how bad this podcast sucks. So I click on the link, and I download the podcast. I listen to it, and I'm completely fucking hooked on this podcast. I downloaded all the episodes. I've listened to them. I can just keep them playing. I can just keep them running, as long as the wife and kids aren't home. I can keep those goddamn things running because it's one of the best podcasts I've ever heard, John.
Nice.
One of the best. And, you know, I've been looking for a good podcast. I have been. Yeah. I've listened to Soccer Girl, The Tipsy Chicks, Feast of Fools, which should be called The Feast of Fags, Keith and the Girl, Dawn and Drew, Dignation, I think we've both listened to, Nobody Likes Onions, and I've only listened to them once. I cannot, to me, subscribing, and I subscribed to this podcast
because
it was so awesome. Are you ready for what this podcast is? Are you ready?
I know what it is.
Because I turned you on to it, too?
Mm-hmm.
Did I turn you on?
Oh, yeah.
And that's what it's all about, man, turning people on to podcasts. But I'm not going to turn people on to shitty podcasts, okay?
Well, let's hear it, man. Jesus Christ. You
well,
want
hold
me to
on,
do
man.
Some music
Let me
or
give
something?
You a little background first. The podcast is called Punky. It's on Total Talking. It's on... It's on...
We can put a link.
We'll put a link to Punky because it's a kick-ass podcast. It's on podcastalley.com. These guys are from the UK. You got Paul.
I hear there's rumors on the internets.
These aren't rumors, man. This is fact, okay? This isn't like intelligent design.
Well, the W was checking in.
You got Paul B. Edwards. He's from Australia. And then you got Tony. Now, he's known as Butch Tony. He's known as Fudge Pirate Tony.
Fudge Pirate.
So, Paul B., I think
he's a butt pumper, eh?
He's a comedian, and I think Tony's in a band.
He puts it in the ass.
And what they do is they play 15 minutes. Play 15 minutes. What the fuck? They have a 15-minute podcast once a week, and they play three songs that you're not going to hear on the soon-to-be-dead radio terrestrial.
That's right.
Okay?
Well, you'd never hear it because of...
FCC.
Yeah.
And who knows what they have over in England. I'm sure they have some other... fucked up commission that decides what gets to go on air and what doesn't.
They played some song on the 25th at the end of the show. I think it was like called Fuck Me or Fuck Off.
Oh, yeah.
Or Can I Fuck You or Fuck Off?
No, I got that. I pulled a couple of clips so we can introduce Punky to our fans. and maybe our fans will give them a listen.
All right.
So let's give a listen to these wankas. Go ahead and play.
Here we go.
The first five.
Also, we are doing, after the first track this week, you've got three great tracks this week.
Okay.
Three that you've probably never heard before.
Probably not.
But they all feature the word fuck pretty heavily. Right?
Cool.
And I actually haven't got them in ascending order of fuck. I've got quite a lot of fuck, then just a bit of fuck, and then an overload of fuck.
Nice.
Oh, no,
I'm trying not to swear, because apparently I can't do it very well.
No, because you swear like a girl.
Apparently so.
Go on, practice.
Fuck.
That sounded okay.
That's all right.
That sounded okay.
That
I think it's
okay.
When you're reading things out. I think you read things out, and you go, can't.
They're just like us.
You missed the punchline.
I heard it.
That's a
can't.
And the electric chair.
All right, so that's what their show's about. They play, they have a theme, they play these three songs that you're not going to hear on radio. And let's go to the next file, and that'll be a little sample of the music they play.
Here goes then. This is Wayne County and the Electric Chairs. If you don't want to fuck me, baby, fuck off.
If you don't wanna fuck me, baby, fuck off. If you don't wanna fuck me, baby, fuck off. I ain't got time for yesterday's news.
So that's the kind of stuff they play. And I'm totally hooked. Once a week, 15 minutes, and these guys give me an erection. You know what I'm saying? If they were in the United States, I'd be a stalker, okay?
Well,
I'd stalk them.
This tune has a total sweet home, Chicago. That kind of riff.
Right. But they play all kinds of music.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I bet they don't have this one.
Oh, I was thinking...
They don't have this, man.
But this is something you'd hear on terrestrial radio.
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
Why not?
This is Out of Order, one of the greatest Chicago punk bands ever. They had one album.
Well, do they cuss in it?
And Rancid loves their shit.
Did they cuss in
not
this
in
one?
This song, but on the album, yeah.
Oh, so, all right, we can send them the... City!
I wanna walk the streets at night!
We can give them, you know, some suggestions.
So we like punk, too, a lot.
I love... What did you call him?
Punk.
Punky, man. It's punky.
No. We love punk.
Oh, punk.
Music, you dumbass.
Well, I love punky.
You fucking cunt.
You wanker.
You fucking cunt.
You fucking wanker.
We all do the whole show one time in a limey accent.
And you know...
You fucking gaylord.
One of the things... But that's an Australian accent. But one of the things we talked about... was doing a podcast explicit.
It's free. Not a fucking gay. It's not a fucking as Australian accent.
Whatever,
asshole.
We talked about doing a non-explicit one.
Yeah,
and they came up with the idea before we did, motherfuckers.
They did
those
when?
Wankers. If you listen to podcast number 10, I
then
think
they were listening to ours.
No, I don't think so because theirs came out before ours. But it's funny. Because it's the shortest one of all. Because he can't swear. Paul B. Edwards doesn't really talk at all. Because he can't swear. So it's funny. But then he makes up for it at the end.
Well, you know what? If they want to come here, we'll set them up with a place to stay.
Oh, no. We'll set them up with a place to stay. They can be a guest on our podcast.
Right,
oh,
right here at the studio. It folds out. The couch folds out into a bed.
Oh, no doubt. Paul
it's
B. And Tony Hearn on the same couch.
It's a queen.
Hey,
and
but,
they're used to the queen now.
Let me just say this, though. You know, I got involved, and I started emailing them So I have a relationship with Tony now.
You fucking gay lord.
I am a gay lord because I fuck Tony and come in his face.
You fuck him.
I want to wank off in his face, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, what the hell was I talking about? Oh, all right. So I got involved with these guys because I saw this stupid post on the forum about, hey, mention us, we'll mention you. And I went to see how badly they sucked, and I was totally blown away by
their
podcast.
They're good, man. They're very professional.
It's unbelievable. So
better
fans
quality
out there,
than us.
Oh, and we'll get to that in a little bit. But, God, I cannot keep a freaking thought in my head. What was I going to say? Oh, here's what I was going to say. I know that Tony's listened to some of our podcasts, and I know, I don't know if Paul has or not, but if Paul B. or Tony, if you do not like our podcast at all, that's fine. Say that. All we're asking for is a mention, just a mention. Hey, we listen to these fucking stupid Yankees, these fucks. And,
they don't say Yankees. They say Yanks.
Yanks. Whatever. And
those stupid Yankees.
Fuck off. Whatever.
You fucking cunt.
You fucking cunt. And I here, if they do like us and they do mention us on a podcast, I want them to mention us with their best American accent, if they can come up with that. And that can and that can be from the South, you know, if you want to talk like you're from the South.
I had a friend, Tracy, who had a very heavy English accent. She was actually from Ireland.
Ireland.
Ireland? Ireland. She was Irish.
All right.
But she was she was born in England, and she used to make fun of me.
For what? The size of your cock?
No. My very small cock, which looks like an olive. Anyway, no, she used to do this, an accent, an American accent. I'm going to go to, because she said garage for garage.
Garage.
I'm going to go to the garage for a beer.
Garage.
Well, I'm going to have a beer and get my car out of the garage.
Garage.
She had a hard time.
Garage.
Because she said beer.
Beer.
You're going to have a beer.
Going to have a beer.
And then go to the
at
car.
The garage. Garage.
And get it out of your garage.
All right, so we got an upcoming podcast that we're going to do non-explicit, and an upcoming podcast where we're going to talk in our worst English accents.
I'll tell you what. How about we do
muster,
it?
You wanker.
How about we do it, and instead of every time we say fuck or something, you just bleep it.
Okay. All right. That's a lot of post-production, but I can handle it.
We could do it together.
All right. So instead of me telling you how to find this podcast, what this podcast, Punky, is all about, go ahead and play the third file there, John, because we're going to hear from Tony Hearn, Paul B's partner.
Okay, folks. So, as always, thanks for downloading this podcast. We now have a website which you can visit at lastminutecomedy.com/Punky. The site has links to the latest show and a link to the podcast feed so you can subscribe to the show if you have the appropriate software, like iTunes. We also have a forum on there where you can let us know your thoughts or suggestions for the show, or you can email us at paulb@lastminutecomedy.com. If you enjoy listening to the show, then please tell your friends, especially if they like rude punky songs and sharing our hatred of X Factor, which, let's face it,
wankers!
No matter how you dress it up, it's still just fucking karaoke.
It's dirty cack.
But what happened to the commander figure of...
Whoa,
hey, what's going on?
Oops. See, they're professionals. They do everything in post. We do it live.
All right.
We do it right here on the air, because, you know, Johnny B's coming back tomorrow.
Punky totally gives AKC total talk nonsense hard-ons. And that's what we're saying, folks. So check them out. And I had another idea to see how...
I think that's the first time we ever really gave an endorsement to a podcast.
Well, yeah, it has. And we've been listening to other podcasts for a long time.
Yeah.
But nothing ever struck a chord, shen a shiver up our sphincter, like Punky. I walk around the house and I'm like, I'm humming their theme song, and then I'll go, it's Punky. And my wife will look at me like, what are you talking about? Oh, nothing. It's Punky. I'm so into the show. I'm so into those guys. I love those guys. What are you looking at? What are we at?
You can't read it from there?
34?
That's right.
All right, then.
It's nice and big for you.
Nice and big. All right, well, you know, John, in past podcasts, I've talked about my stupidity and how stupid I can be.
Yeah.
And I brought in an example.
Are you drunk already?
Well, yeah, here's why I'm drunk.
Holy shit.
Because I come in here, I pour my Glenlivet. What are you drinking tonight, John?
Maker's Mark and Coke.
All right, I pour my 32-ounce Glenlivet, and I'd like to start drinking when we start podcasting, but what happens? We're monkeying around with levels, software, so I drink half of the Glenlivet before we even get on air.
The problem is we use this equipment to practice with also,
right?
As well as record the band with, and also
we are
to do
a
the
band.
Show. And to do the show is totally different than any of the other two things that we do with this equipment.
Right.
Now, if we did the show at the other studio, the home studio, it would always be set up the same way all the time.
The double secret location.
Double secret location.
No doubt. All right.
So go ahead. You digress.
So I digress. So I brought in an example of my stupidity when it comes to math at one of the podcasts, and I promised I'd bring in some stupidity when it comes to English, so I have that. I've brought that in. If you want to go ahead and play that file.
Some English stupidity.
Called Scott Stupid, and we'll get through that.
But what happened to the commander figure of yore? The heroic. I'm just like the W.
Now,
so there you have it.
I was going to talk about that because last night I was laughing so goddamn loud. My wife came down. What is so funny?
We talk about No Child Left Behind.
And one of the kids came down, too, so I couldn't play it again because I was afraid a fuck might have come out.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to tell her about it. So I'm going to have to play it for her because it was so goddamn funny. Yorick.
What the hell was going on there? And the thing about that is I pre-read that, and I still came up with
Yorick.
Huoric. Heoric. All right. Yeah. So I'm a chimp just like W. Just like our commander in chief.
Oh, yeah.
All right, John. Well, let's quickly get into celebrity news. And before we do that, there's a promo that I put together with George Takei over the weekend. George Takei came over to the house, and we put this promo together. So go ahead and play
Which
that.
Which one?
It's called Takei Promo. Sulu Promo.
Hi, I'm George Takei. You know me as Captain Ikaru Sulu on Star Trek. What are you doing on my ship? Reach over it, crank it up, nice and loud.
And listen to John and Scott. On Total Talk.
All right,
nice.
So that's a cool promo that I put together with George Takei. And when he was over, he never mentioned to me that he was a queer, a homosexual.
That fucker.
What he did is he went out, and if nobody knows, George Takei, like he said, was in Star Trek, 1966?
I used to love that version of Star Trek. That was the first
sort of
one.
Of pedophiles, and we covered that.
Shut up.
Our podcast.
Shut up.
But Sulu...
Fucking cunt!
George Takei, John, has gone boldly where no Star Trek star has gone before.
He's circling Uranus.
He could be.
To wipe out the Klingons.
You know, it's not really coming out.
Takei said in the November 22nd issue of the Los Angeles-based gay and lesbian magazine Frontiers.
How many souls can you deliver to me today?
It's more like a long, long walk through what began as a narrow corridor that starts to widen.
Oh, man!
And if that ain't homoerotic. I don't know what is. You know what I'm saying, John?
Cock push-ups?
Yeah, I don't know.
In an interview to Kay, former Mr. Sulu, he says it's Captain Sulu of the USS Enterprise, notes that he has been open about his homosexuality for
not
years.
Funny queer.
To family and to friends.
But I have not talked about it to the press. In a sense, maybe that's another opening of the corridor.
Of the a-hole.
And that's what he's talking about, folks, his sphincter.
Of the chocolate highway.
In the magazine, Decay likens going public with his sexuality to overcoming the shame he felt for having lived in a Japanese-American internment camps during World War II.
Hot, wet bitches.
I didn't want to talk about being in the internment camp,
Decay says.
That would ask me, where was I? I would say I was far away. But I never went into details.
According, you know, he sounds kind of like Phil McCracken at times.
According to Decay, his attitude changed when he learned what normal was. Okay, now follow me here.
The large popular minority, I'm sorry, let me start over. I'm George Decay, better known as Captain Sulu on the Star Trek Enterprise. The large popular normality is that rigid, constrained normality,
Takei says in Frontiers.
But there's another natural normality. And you come to realize, this is who I am, and by gum, I'm not going to let it be a constraint.
So George Takei came out of the closet, my man.
That's great.
And we love when homos come out of the closet. Homos should stand up for being like Tom Cruise, allegedly. Come out of the closet already, all
yeah,
right?
Yeah, take it in the ass and be proud.
Forget this charade with the Katie Holmes and blah, blah, blah. Get on with it, man. Live your life.
As a homo.
As what you are.
Yeah.
You can't help it. It's genetic.
All right, Scott. Well, you know, it's time to end the first
part one of episode 26.
So let's
end it.
Let's end it right here.
And you're John.
Thank you for listening to part one of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. Part two is just a click away.